Hello, fellow safety and health professional, and welcome to another podcast in a long series of podcasts based on an article in Safety and Health magazine that's all about you. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer is a classic novel by Mark Twain. It includes many humorous episodes, and my favorite, which teaches a powerful lesson too, is when Tom Sawyer convinces several boys to whitewash a fence, a chore the protagonist dreaded but was commissioned to do. Not only did his victims take over for Tom, but they paid him with various cherished items that boys would like a dead rat and a string to swing it with. Now, how did he do it? How did he get these victims to whitewash the fence? One thing Tom told the lads: reckon there ain't one boy in 1,000, maybe 2,000, that can do it the way it's gotta be done. See, he acted as if whitewashing the fence took great skill and only special boys could do it. Well, hearing that, no doubt each boy wanted to prove themselves. They now perceived whitewashing the fence as a challenge instead of a chore. You know, it's kind of like when you say, I'll bet you can't throw that penny into that lake, that type of thing. Our perception of any activity or even a person, including ourselves, strongly influences how we feel and behave. If you hate emptying the dishwasher, like yours truly, you'll likely put it off as long as you can, or perhaps hurry up to get it over with. For something you perceive as fun, say in my case playing billiards, pool, you'll figure out all kinds of ways to engage in it, even if your spouse reminds you that you haven't finished painting the steps yet and you're going to go play pool. This perception paradigm, i.e. when you've heard people say perception is reality, it may not apply to the physical world. Just because you perceive something some way doesn't mean that is the way it is, but it does to our minds. What mental lens we use to focus on what's happening or will happen molds our understanding and attitude. This fact is no minor point when it comes to living an inspired life, one filled with much more joy, anticipation, and laughter rather than anxiety, worry, and dissatisfaction. Here's how I purposely alter my perceptions every day that I hope you find beneficial, or at least as a helpful reminder. Let's take simple chores, number one. Removing plates and cutlery from the dishwasher is not on my daily bucket list. I don't like it. But I've turned it into a mindfulness activity. I try to make as little noise as possible while handling each item. So when I pull out, you know, the dishes or the forks and knives or whatever pot, I try to make sure there's zero sound, both from touching one another, the objects, from the way I walk over and put them in the cabinet when I open a cabinet. I know this seems unusual, but when I do it, it makes it so that it feels like the task is more challenging and I enjoy it more. Attending meetings can be the same thing at work. It's something that it's difficult at times to go in there saying, oh, I can't wait for this boring meeting to continue or to get to it. If you ever lived in a corporate-like environment, which I've done both, you know, in the field as a technician type person, and then also, you know, where I had to wear nice clothes in a meeting, I didn't like them at first. But I've learned now to pause before I enter any meetings I have to go to, and remind myself that I'm going to give rapt attention to each person speaking and strive to learn something from what they say and do. Even if it's just practicing my active listening skills, which I've written about before in this column. So whether you're doing a routine inspection, making your bed, driving to work, or counseling a coworker violating a safety procedure, your perception can make each one of these activities a positive learning experience, or at least more palatable than if you dread it. You know, I would say for myself as in the field safety professional, having to coach or counsel or whatever you want to call it, folks who are not following the safety procedures or their habits are something that needs to change, I dislike that generally. But I've come to learn to like it more because I try to see how good I can do, how well I can make it so that the whole experience wasn't that big of a deal for either of us, but it was effective. Perceiving people. This is very important. Empathy can change how you perceive difficult people. Rather than focus on what annoys me about someone, even especially someone who I have to work with regularly, I look for and then think about the positive attributes and other things about them in a more positive light. I don't know all they've experienced throughout their life. I presume there is a reason they act the way they do. Maybe they had some childhood experiences that makes them difficult for them to interact socially as you and I do. Whatever, if you go at it with a more positive attitude, you're more likely to enjoy and do better at interacting with them. This is especially true with first impressions. It takes concerted mental effort to see past how you feel about someone you just met if they rub you the wrong way, you know, if they came across brashly. I had an excellent lesson of this last year. I had to work closely with a crane operator. First time I met him, it was from a little bit of a distance. He was across the yard, and his face, he looked so miserable, and he was arguing with another operator. So I said to myself at first, oh no, I'm going to have to work with this guy every day. We had a pretty big project. It was going to be for a few months. But I said, all right, don't do this. Just maybe it'll be fine. Maybe this isn't the way it really is. Try and have a positive attitude. Well, on the last day of my working on that project, Dale was his name. I can say his first name, big deal. I gave him a big hug. I was really sad to leave. We were such good friends. I still keep in touch with him. He was one of my favorite coworkers. We laughed a lot together. He could act miserable easily. That was like one of the things he did that was funny even. And the argument he was having with the other operator was actually just some playful banter about a football game. Your perception becomes your reality. That is not just a cliche that's overused. Your reality. That doesn't mean what's actually going on. Many sage philosophers have concluded that our thoughts determine who we are and the emotions we experience. Since we can control what we think, besides ideas that just pop into your head, sometimes that's beyond your control, we can control the perspective that our ideas present to us. So if you purposely change your perspective to one that is positive rather than negative in any situation, your reality will follow in a more positive way. Now, does that mean you will enjoy everything you do? Probably not. But it will give you a brighter outlook on life.